Chapter 2. Signs of Mental Illness Begin to Show. Carrie Stainer was always considered troubled, given his obsessive desire to pull out his hair, his voyeuristic tendencies, his adamant certainty that he had seen Bigfoot in the woods of Foresta, a cluster of cabins nestled within Yosemite National Park. But one day, his longtime friend Michael Marches, a guy who grew up with Stainer in Merced and got to know him better in high school despite his shy, quiet side, went outside into the yard at Merced Glass and Mirror, an auto glass replacement and window company where they both worked, and found his friend in the middle of what could only be described as a psychotic episode. The night before, Stainer had said as much to Marches's common-law wife, Sprout, in effect predicting his breakdown. On this day, he was slamming his fist against a piece of plywood, and had been doing so for a period of time, given the blood flowing from cuts he had inflicted on his hand. He said he felt he was having some kind of breakdown, and said he was all nervous and didn't know why. Marches told the San Francisco Chronicle. He said he felt like getting in his truck, driving into the office, and killing everyone in there and torching the place. Marches told their boss, who packed a bleeding, despondent Stainer into his truck and drove him to a Merced psychiatric center. Stainer saw a therapist who recommended group therapy, but the shy, retiring Stainer decided he didn't want to share his dark secrets in front of a group of people. Instead, he went back to his former workplace to pick up his last paycheck and told his old co-workers that he was thinking of moving to Santa Cruz to finally pursue a cartooning career. But rather than the liberal, artsy community of Santa Cruz, he headed back to the woods, and after a few odd jobs, including an attempt at establishing a medical marijuana dispensary, he found himself in El Portal, west of Yosemite National Park. There, he landed a job as a handyman at the Cedar Lodge, a motel and restaurant featuring pine cottages along the Merced River. The out-of-the-way lodge was surrounded by pine trees and towering rock formations, and it was a beautiful place to settle down. Stainer rented a room above the diner, and started to grow accustomed to his new life. According to a waitress at the diner, Stainer was...